Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And we turn the lights on in here. Hey, look at that. Must be Monday. oh, man. Welcome. Welcome. Well, I hope that you I hope you had a good weekend. I hope to all the moms out there that you were honored yesterday and they treated you with the wonderful respect and tremendous love and admiration that you deserve. So I'll talk more about that in hour number three. Let's see. Big happenings in the next couple of hours. Bottom of this hour, we'll start a full hour with Dr. David Wormser. We're going to talk about the Turkey election. I will have a special guest on this week also who has some insight, who worked for President Erdogan in the early 2000s at the UN. So we'll get his insight with regards to that, too. But we'll get Dr. Wormser's insight on that, what's happening with Iran and Israel. Sirens were going off all weekend long in Israel as missiles were launched and the war continued against our ally, Israel. And very little spoken about it here in our media, of course. And then Mark Morgan, former Customs and Border Protection chief under President Trump, will be with us in the last half of hour number two to talk about Title 42, the impacts of that, what it means, and what we should be bracing ourselves for. So we'll have all that coming up for you. And then I've got some comments for you in the third hour. One of the things I want to talk about is John Morant. And I never, it's kind of like, oh, it's a sports story. Well, it's actually, it's a Second Amendment story. And I find it interesting that they've chosen an NBA player to assault over the Second Amendment. Think about that for just a minute. Think about that. Because there have been no actual charges against him. None. The police investigated and said he didn't commit a crime. But they're still going after the Second Amendment. Think about it. All right, Rick Manning joins me right now. And Rick, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on. And this is what we're scheduled to talk about. But I have to say something on Ja Morant. I'm old, way back when we were working to pass concealed carry in Florida. This was in the mid-'80s. We actually had open carry allowed also. That ended up getting rescinded pretty rapidly. But the Miami Herald ended up taking a guy and having a guy who happened to be Hispanic Cuban, big Cuban guy, no shirt, put a bandolero, a big strip of bullets across his chest, and came into a bank carrying a gun. And went in and then interviewed everybody. Oh, how do you feel? How do you feel? And it was the most racist thing I'd ever seen in my entire life, and nobody said anything about it. And the Ja Morant thing feels a lot like that. Sure. The challenge is that he seems to be embracing thug culture, and that's something the NBA has been desperately trying to get away from. And it is it's really more about the public perception they want to project. But the fact of the matter is, showing that he had a firearm on Instagram, is there's nothing wrong with it. He lives in a state that has, you're allowed to have a gun and in the country, but in the state, you're allowed to have a gun on your person virtually anywhere, if not anywhere, without a concealed carry permit. They passed a constitutional carry. And so in some respects, this is a pushback on constitutional carry. And so I think your comments are going to be very, very important on that. That's not what we were going to talk about, but I you brought it up, and I just spent an hour listening to sports talk radio where they were all yelling about it, and so it was on my head.
Well, yeah, and there's, again, I don't want to eat up all of our time with that because there's a couple of topics with you that I really want to get into that you have tremendous expertise on as well. It's interesting. And to the thug thing, yes, it's interesting that while they are castigating Ja Morant over this, they continue to push the BLM theme. Which BLM is all about. And in fact, there was a big deal. I saw a video, which I was not able to post, by the way. It was censored. But the video was Biden and his white supremacist, the poisoning of America comment, and then about six different clips of African Americans shooting up, attacking white people, and two different meetings where their activists called for the extermination of white people and killing white children. And openly, and if they had video of, it's horrific. But again, I don't want to get into all of that. What I want to ask you about is two things. One, sure, is the debt ceiling, and there's a lot of fear going around about services like Social Security, which in times past, when we've had budget, impasses or what have you, even when they had the government shut down, senior citizens weren't worrying about their Social Security because that was supposedly something that was not on the table. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying, oh, no, you know, everything is going to be late and so on. And then the second piece is something you warned us about, I don't know, many, many months ago. And that is that at some point, the Democratic Party was going to march Michelle Obama out as a presidential nominee. They were getting ready for that. And the Wall Street Journal this morning has an article out that says, if Biden bows out, how about Michelle Obama, by Douglas Schoen and Andrew Stein. All right, Rick, debt ceiling to begin. I don't know. We'll start with that.
Sure, debt ceiling's easy. Here's how the debt ceiling works. You have a, in your household, okay, you have $1,000 that you can spend on bills. You have $1,200. You can't borrow any more money. You have $1,000 that you can spend on bills. That's how much money came in that month. You have a chance, now recognize the federal government, money comes in every day from tax collections and all that, right? So
okay.
That's a little different. It's a moving target. But, and you have $1,200 worth of bills. What do? You choose which of those $1,200 worth of bills you're going to pay in full, or if you're going to pay them partially. But so that's exactly, if the government hits the debt ceiling, that's exactly where they would be. They would have to choose between the Treasury, actually President Biden would have to choose who gets paid. Now, all the default under debt stuff, that's a relatively small percentage. It's about 20% of the bills we pay. There's plenty of money to pay the bankers and the foreign people and all that who we have to make interest payments on the debt. That's about 20% of the payments. The about 70% of the payments, that's part of the 70% that includes Social Security, Medicare, and the like. So the real question is, are they going to pay Social? Will Joe Biden choose to not pay Social Security recipients, or will he choose to say to the Department of Labor and to the various agencies, we're going to have a temporary suspension of pay for you? Only those employees who are actually essential are going to be coming to work. And once we get the debt ceiling raised, we will then go and pay you what you didn't work for, because they won't come to work. So it'll be just be like a regular government shutdown that we've dealt with a million times. There's absolutely no reason. Now, all this blustering about Social Security is garbage. It's not going to happen. And if it does happen, it's because Joe Biden made a specific decision to make it so Social Security checks were withheld. That's a decision that Joe Biden would be making, because just like in your household, you decide what bills get paid, you decide what bills can be put off. If he decides that Social Security payments can be put off, then that's on him. And oh, by the way, he's the guy who spent almost 3 months saying, I'm not negotiating, and basically kicking the can down the road. He's the guy, after a Republican House passed a bill to raise the debt ceiling, he spent 2.5 weeks before he even had a meeting about it.
Right.
So this is a crisis created totally and completely by Joe Biden,
and
the hope that it benefits Joe Biden.
But to bring some other focus on this, the media is not telling us this, Rick. The media is saying that this is the fault of Republicans. The media is fear-mongering over this situation, and it appears to me that they're doing it in an effort to try to, you know, raise political capital. Does Joe Biden and his crew, does his team have the are they arrogant enough, and do they believe that the American people are unaware that they would actually go ahead and refuse Social Security and think that they can blame it on somebody else and get away with it?
Well, yeah, that'd be pretty brazen, and they probably do believe they can do that. That's certainly the cudgel they're trying to hold over Republicans' head. Here, it's just the reality is that right now, people below the Joe Biden and Kevin McCarthy level are negotiating spending cuts and how long the debt ceiling increase should be for and the like. Okay. Kevin McCarthy has said, I don't want a short-term debt ceiling increase. You know, we've had 6 months to deal with this. We've done our part. It's time for the Biden administration to do theirs. That's what Joe. And so this idea that you can't spread this thing out a little longer is just not true. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office came out late last week with an analysis, says there's a cash crunch in the beginning of June. Okay. But the revenues are expected to increase in about the second week of June to the end of June. And if there is, in fact, if we can get by the short cash crunch, you can actually get yourself into the middle of July without doing much different. So it's managing a short-term cash crunch is what the Congressional Budget Office says. And that is and that may be more of a function of the Treasury not managing the money well enough in January, February, March, April, May, while we get there. But that's, so right now, this is a crisis that's been created by Joe Biden. It is right. A crisis where they pick the timeline when it's going to be deadline, the cliff.
The crunch, so to speak.
They pick that deadline by how they manage the money out of Treasury. Congress doesn't tell them how to manage that money. I've argued for years that the Congress should tell the federal government, tell the executive branch that they should say none of the mandatories should get touched and essentially then create other special categories. So they can't say veterans, your money's getting cut.
Right.
This money's getting cut. So you make sure a VA hospital stays open, mm-hmm. for example.
Mm-hmm.
So that and we've pushed that kind of legislation. Congressman McClintock has had that kind of legislation in the past. It's a little narrower than I liked, but he's had that kind of legislation in the past. Bottom line is, this is a presidential decision at this point on how they spend the money. And if he chooses to say to Social Security recipients, you're not going to get your check this week or this month, then that's a choice made by Joe Biden and nobody but Joe Biden, because it's a crisis he created. It's a crisis he didn't take seriously. As a crisis that he is now, if he chooses to do that, quite honestly, the House should impeach him immediately.
Okay. All right. We're gonna bypass this break because this next topic is something that you have been talking about for quite some time. And you know, as you look now at what's happening, oh, I know the other one that I wanted to ask you about, which you probably saw. Congressman Comer.
I hope so.
Yeah, Congressman Comer is saying that they have lost the informant. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. They lost the informant.
They lost the informant. The whistleblower, as of this morning, the whistleblower cannot find the informant.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's startling. It's not, okay. It is not surprising.
So Washington Times, and this is Sunday, May 14th, but I'm sure it was printed out late. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said Sunday that congressional investigators probing President Biden's family over foreign influence petting allegations have lost contact with the leading informant. Well, unfortunately, we can't track down the informant, Mr. Comer said on Fox News Sunday morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. We're hopeful that the informant is still there. The whistleblower knows the informant. The whistleblower is very credible.
Well, it's pretty clear that the informant got outed somehow, and the informant has either decided to go totally dark in terms of not making themselves available at all, or
they're dead.
Well, that's the third possibility and the worst one. But the bottom line is, I remember. And so, let me just tell you what the Democrats are going to say. There never was an informant.
Right.
This was all made up.
Right.
This is just an empty briefcase, a bunch of charges without even, and they're all laughing right now because you know what the Republicans can't do? Republicans can't protect informants inside of a government that's 85% Democrat.
Well, of course not.
Where the entire, all the wheels roll against the person. I'll guarantee you there was a much bigger effort within the Biden administration, within the administration, to go find and identify the informant than there ever was to be able to identify who leaked the Supreme Court information. The
100%. Well, you could compare this. Think about, you know, Biden's response to the assassination attempt against Supreme Court justices, specifically Brett Kavanaugh, an actual assassination attempt, and Biden never said a word about it back in June of 2022. Not a word.
No, and remember, they all passed the buck as to who was responsible. Bottom line is, not being, that's very significant. I'm not going to, it's hard to go down the path of a person finding themselves in Fort Marcy Park or something like that. But, we're both friends of Phil Haney. We both know the danger.
Phil Haney was murdered.
The danger exists when you know too much and you have an ability to tell the story. And it's I have no doubt that Phil Haney was murdered in spite of the, this is unfortunately.
Well, and the other part is you've got the fear of doxing now as well, right? They're going to let out your home address. They're going to tell, if you live in the city, you're meat.
Yeah. Well, if you live anywhere, let's just be honest. If they won't protect Supreme Court justices,
right?
The only whistleblower ever had to be protected was Chair Morella, the guy who lied about what was talked about. Vindman and Chair Morella, the guys who lied about what was talked about in the Trump conversation with Zelensky that led to an impeachment.
Yeah.
Under those circumstances, the whistleblower had to be protected at all costs. We can't let his name be out. Well, you know what? He was under no threat whatsoever of having anything bad happen to him,
right,
ever.
Right.
But if you're on the inside and you're a whistleblower to somebody on the right, you have at the very least your career to look out for. And there's plenty of examples of that. What was this guy's name? This is really bad. I just know there was a whistleblower at Department of Defense years ago. He came out and he said, "Wait a second, the net assessment group at Department of Defense, which was supposed to do these big deep dive kind of things, they're giving all this money out. They're not doing any deep dives. They're not doing their job." And it turns out they're giving money to Stephen Halper, who was running, it was all black ops operation, running the anti-Trump operation. And so all the money was being spent on that. He ended up losing his security clearance. The whistleblower loses his security clearance. The whistleblower ends up losing his livelihood because without security clearance, he couldn't make a living. He ends up losing his mortgage, his house, because he couldn't afford to pay his rent because he couldn't have it because he didn't have a job because they fired him. And the guy who was actually running the deep ops operation, James Baker, James Baker, still with the National Net Assessment, still doing the same thing. And because for 4 years, the Trump administration didn't fire him. So it's just, you sit there and you just go, there's no whistleblower protection for Republicans.
No, not at all. All right, we got about 4 minutes left, and I want to get this in. About 3 minutes left. Yes, okay. Absolutely. Wall Street Journal has come out with this op-ed, and it basically says if Biden bows out, how about Michelle Obama? Hillary Clinton's political machine is formidable, but another first lady would be the strongest candidate. And so there we go. Oh, and this is in response to Donald Trump's spirited performance in last week's CNN town hall, along with the recent polls that show that Biden has a 36 approval, trailing President Trump by 6 points in the White House.
Well, it's good that, you know, we don't have to doubt now after the Tucker Carlson firing. We no longer have to doubt where the Murdochs are, and now they're actively rooting, allowing their pages to be used in the Wall Street Journal to be used for active rooting for candidates. Michelle Obama has always been the most dangerous candidate out there. She has spent a lot of time burnishing her image. It's really hard to go after her. She's kind of the mainstream media has kind of made her into a taller Oprah, and it's a and so she's always been the most formidable candidate. The question is, do the Obamas want to have their money scrutinized?
I was going to use the word that came to me was enigma. She's an enigma because she's inscrutable.
We know she hates America. She said that earlier.
We know that, but hating America is in vogue right now for a certain portion.
That's the point.
Although Griner came out and said that she has a new appreciation for the national anthem in the game, in the basketball game she played. That's the gal that was brought back from Russia.
She's going to fight like crazy to make it so men can compete in women's in the WNBA. So it's a, Brittany Griner's a mixed up person. But nonetheless, Michelle Obama is in my estimation, the most formidable candidate. I think I've thought that for years. And because she's very difficult to pin down on anything, and she's got a very pot, and most people are going to give her the benefit of the doubt on stuff. And so given that, she's a hard candidate to beat. I don't know that the question is, do the Obamas want to have their finances subjected to the scrutiny that they would be? And the way she won't be beat is if the Wall Street Journal and others say, well, we're not going to really look that hard.
So, well, I think the double standard piece comes into play there, and then you're off to the races. All right, we got to take our bottom of the hour break. Dr. David Wormser joins me on the other side. We'll talk about Erdogan. We'll talk about Turkey. We'll talk about the Middle East, Iran, the nukes, the continued assault on the Iron Dome. All of that coming up.
You have a great show today. Have a great one.
Thanks.
Just take care, man.
All right, Rick. God bless you. All right, folks, we're going to take our break. Coming up, bottom of the hour right now, and we'll be back right after this break.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, our number one, second half. I've got a special guest, and you know, this interview is going to be a little unique. So what I think, what I should have done was I should have stopped. Well, I'm going to do it this way. All right, so I'm going to restart the recording on the video, and we'll have a compact hour that way. I welcome to the program Dr. David Wormser as we get into. There's a lot that is happening in the Middle East right now. If for those that are looking at, you know, things like eschatology and deciding whether or not we are in potentially prophetically end times, boy, I'll tell you the. Looking at it right now, and I'll pose this question to you, Dr. Wormser, in just a second, but it seems to me that there is a greater degree of alignment towards some cataclysmic ending, if you will, the war of Armageddon that those of us looking at a New Testament revelation might consider, but based on the prophecies of Daniel. Actually, however you chart that out. But it seems as though we are in very unique times as it relates to that, perhaps more so than ever in my lifetime, maybe in your lifetime as well, and we're not that far off in age. But what do you think? I mean, I've thrown all that on the table, go ahead.
certainly the Middle East is contributing its share of drama and is heading toward a very dangerous circumstance. There's no doubt about it. And then you have the global alignment between Russia, China, and the increased danger of the sort of weapons that all of them have, whether it's North Korea, with its nuclear weapons, and China with its modernizing military and nuclear and missile forces, and Russia, which has, we've all lived through the last year and a half when we've talked about the ongoing war, right, and where we've had talk in the United States, serious talk about potential nuclear exchanges conflict, between Russia, right, and so forth. And the Russians have talked about it. And then you see in the Middle East an alignment of forces. And then, you know, we need to look also at our backyard as the complete collapse of our position in Latin America. Mm-hmm. And what's happened in, I mean, we had an election in Chile over the weekend, which actually went our way to show that the people in Chile are beginning to turn away from their choice of last year to elect a communist, a hardcore communist. But overall in the region, in Latin America, we've seen one nation after another fall to the terrorists, narco-terrorists, communists. And I
might add into that that, you know, George Soros's role with regards to that. I had a friend of mine back in 2008 that is a missionary down in, I believe it was Brazil, who said to me, he said, "We're stunned in watching the American media fall all over itself regarding Obama when we know that Obama is George Soros funded. And when we know that it's George Soros that has raised up Chavez, right, Hugo Chavez down there, mm-hmm, and I mean, every dictator that has risen up in South America was elevated by the money that was put in by George Soros."
Yeah, you know, Pastor, I think you hit the most important thing right on, which is, you know, we can see a collection of enemies emerging and attacking us. The big problem is internal to us and how our system, namely, it's very difficult for us to fight communism when we have George Soros within us.
Right.
When we have people like George Soros, and again, to emphasize, he is a godless man by his own admission. He has no particular attachment to the Jewish people by his own admission. He is working to help the enemies of the West and of the Jewish people and of Christians by his own admission. These are not things I'm saying that he is doing or I'm inferring from what he's doing.
Right.
What the implication of it is, he's proud of it and he makes a point of it. So, you know, this is not anti-Semitic to call him that. In general, I think he's one of the greater difficulties and if not outright enemies of the Jewish people of the last 20, 30, 40 years.
So
anyway, the point is, it's not only him, though. We have an internal conflict in the West that makes our ability to face the external threat so much more difficult.
Well, and we touched on Rick Manning and I touched on that last half hour in part related to I brought up the Washington Times story this morning that Comer is saying Representative Comer is saying Representative James Comer is saying, "I got a little bit of an issue, can't track down the FBI informant. The whistleblower is solid, but the whistleblower says that he's lost contact with the informant." No great surprise, David, honestly, and in light of what you just shared, no great surprise. You have got an internal machine. You've been around it, near it, somewhat in it. You speak from a position of direct contact that identifies it.
Washington was always a structure that intimidated those who didn't operate within certain parameters, and most of those were sort of political wisdoms. So in the 70s, 80s, 90s, there were certain acceptable opinions and unacceptable opinions. And it managed to create structures that made it very difficult if you wanted to maintain a career and not wind up being unemployed and thrown out of town, essentially. They were very good at that. But under the Obama administration, we saw a fundamental shift. where it wasn't a question of political debate and taking certain political views off the table. It started becoming a use of government to intimidate, harass, and legally pursue lawfare, legally pursue political opponents.
Well,
so it became dangerous.
It's interesting. Can we clarify what you just said, though, relative to legally? Because I think...
I meant using legal structures.
Right, well, using legal structures, but in my humble opinion, and that I believe of some other more scholarly people than myself, but using legal structures in an illegal manner...
Yes.
To witch hunt against... this is the thing that President Trump has been talking about. And look at what happened with January 6th, you know, the Proud Boys, all of that. I mean, that is an absolute, folks, it is, if you watch the show, you know why. It is an absolute travesty, what happened to the Proud Boys.
Yeah, look, I mean, absolutely. What I mean legal structures is they use the structures.
Yes,
of law.
Please, folks, understand that was not meant as in any way disparagingly. I think that for the purpose of clarification there, maybe it's worth highlighting that piece.
No, I think it's very worth highlighting. And the reason for it is, if you use law and legal structures illegally, then you're creating lawlessness. You're creating anarchy. In other words, there has to be a societal confidence that when a court decides, when a policeman arrests, when a trial is proceeding, that there's an objectivity and that there's at least an attempt at maintaining a sense of neutrality and due process. Our legal system is entirely based on that confidence. It doesn't have the power to enforce anything, ultimately. It has the power based on our confidence in the system. So when you use law, when you use law enforcement, and when you use the legal structures to go after people politically, illegitimately, you are creating a lawless state of anarchy.
Which is exactly why we've had the conversations. You know, we can take this back over around the world to Israel, right? And that is the reason why there was an upheaval regarding judicial reform, because of the fact that the judiciary in Israel has been being used as a political weapon. I mean, that was the whole issue with Netanyahu and all of the nonsense that he went through, which was very similar to the nonsense that President Trump went through, and that was all predicated on a very politically biased judiciary.
Exactly. And what you saw both in Israel over the last 20 years and here, especially under the Obama administration, frankly, was, I hate to criticize our own camp, but It was political malpractice. We let it happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When's the last time you heard of Louise Lerner and the IRS scandal? This was a fundamental use of the monopoly of power the government has to pursue political gains, that is, go after people politically.
Sure.
Using the IRS. I mean, the IRS, like every other government institution, we only pay our taxes because we have confidence that the IRS represents the U.S. government, which represents, we may not agree with policy sometimes, but at least it represents the American people. In this case, we understood that Louise Lerner's IRS represented the political hack jobs that the Obama administration was pursuing.
Right.
Eric Holder used the Justice Department in the same way. These were political hacks who turned these law enforcement agencies into political instruments. And that breaks down the fundamental role of government. That's the corruption that our founding fathers most worried about. And the truth is, in Israel, when the Supreme Court proceeded happily along to seize power and power and power, the Israeli right sat there and thought, we'll deal with it later, or, well, you know, it's not so bad. And sometimes they go our way too, because we don't, you know, the law is something, we don't want to have another government that's powerful, that's on the left, blah, blah, blah. They were asleep at the switch. And the United States, the Republicans saw it, but we didn't pursue it. What happened under the Obama administration was such a breakdown in the legitimacy of the way government institutions operate. To this day, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think President Trump, like him or not like him, was elected.
Right. Right. People, I agree. Thought. Yeah. No, there's no question. There's no question. All right. So I want to bring us, I was talking about, you know, just on a broader scale as to have you seen, and we'll answer this question when we come back for this break, but have you seen in your lifetime the table set in such a way so as to potentially lead to this catastrophic crumbling, and then maybe even the Daniel prophecy of, you know, of a final standoff between good and evil, if you will. Let's talk about that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Dr. David Wormser, I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. And, you know, Dr. Wormser, well, you just mentioned it as we were getting ready to come out again out of the break. You and I both lived through and had some involvement in the Cold War era and in what happened in the Cold War era, understanding the Cold War era, in particular, you know, the Russia threat. But you made a very interesting point relative to that. Once you share that, then I'll throw the Army thing at you and let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, one of the things, I mean, you know, have we faced such a dangerous circumstance before?
Right.
And at the end of the day, during the Cold War, one thing growing up in the Cold War was we knew who we were. We had an enemy. There is no doubt communism was a force of evil. And there was no doubt that we were the forces of good and that we were in a twilight struggle to the death between the two of us. But that said, the key point was the West was solid. We didn't question ourselves. When you went down to Disney and you went to the America Pavilion, you took great pride going to that America Pavilion and
right.
seeing the songs of 1776, our national found. Nobody questioned the foundations of our nation. So we entered that struggle, fought that struggle, and came out of that struggle confident in ourselves, our values, our ideas. We were a good nation, and we knew we were a good nation, and we pursued goodness. Now we're a confused crowd, not just America. The whole West is a confused gaggle of people. Right and wrong is no longer clear. We're facing enemies that are as evil as ever. The Russians right now, they're not communists, but they're a very dangerous struggle who use actually the imagery of Christianity now to pursue an imperial agenda. Radical Islam is extremely dangerous and very vicious. And we have Chinese Communist Party, but it's not only communist. There's an mystical imperialism there. And we're facing this threat internally now. We're confused. The battle lines aren't along the Iron Curtain in Eastern Europe. There are some battle lines, but the battle lines are in Harvard mm-hmm. or in Yale
yeah.
or, for, you know, for, worst of all, in your neighborhood's kindergarten.
Yep.
You know, forget Harvard. You can
absolutely.
You know, send your kid off to some other school, but you can't send your kid off to somewhere else than your neighborhood kindergarten. So you go homeschooling, okay, or you can send it to a private school. But our public school system is the battleground.
Yep.
Our sports programs are the battleground. We're fighting internally in the face of such an external threat.
Well, the left has convinced the West that we are founded now on evil. And here's the really sad part, the really scary part about this is that even when you talk to someone who is you know, supposed to be conservative, and I'm not you know, I don't want to get into that debate about if they are or if they aren't, but so even somebody who is supposed to be conservative, supposed to be you know, on that team, they themselves point back and say, well, but look at this program and look at that. And sadly, unfortunately, there's truth to those accusations. The CIA's prostitution, drug, and sex ring that they were operating in the office right next to the Watergate office, which is the reason why they actually did that to begin with, that we now understand very clearly. There has been deviant behavior that entered into our government entities that goes back a number of years, but that doesn't mean that the founders were a part of, and that's what's been projected forward 200 years.
Exactly. You know, you talked about the CIA. A lot of revelations are coming out lately. For example, Gloria Steinem, who was really one of the early radicals, she was, turns out, a CIA operative for 4 years in the 60s. And what was so stunning about it is I saw an interview, she wasn't even hiding it, where she was basically saying, look, I wanted to take my radical agenda and go to conferences and speak. So I went to the Ford Foundation. I went to a lot of different private foundations, but they said, come on, you know, you're radical. This undermines America. You're going over a line we can't cross. And then suddenly the CIA approaches her and says, well, we'll fund you. You know, it's
crazy.
And apparently there were lots of radicals early on who they were tapping in that way. And you can say, well, they were trying to find fifth columns. They were trying to find agents. No, they didn't actually ask anything in terms of being an agent of the CIA for this. They were funding progressive, what we now identify as this progressive justice Democrat leftist. Early in the 70s, they were called, what was it, the Progressive Student Unions or the Students for Justice, Progressive Justice or something. There were very socialist Democratic.
Right.
They had a lot of the same names, but they were radical communist organizations that the CIA was involved with, not only to penetrate. Remember, the CIA is not supposed to operate internally anyway.
Well, and this was, I was just going to say thank you, because we're going to run out of time in this hour, but David will be back with us for another full half hour as we really peel back more on Israel and what's happening over there and the battle that they're facing. But, you know, look at the internal fighting that we saw between the FBI and the CIA, and look how at the efforts that were made by the CIA to discredit the FBI. And, of course, now the FBI has obviously succumbed to a great deal of that. I had John Malkovich on talking about Robert Mueller, the errand boy for the New World Order. And Mueller, I don't know, you know, wouldn't it be interesting to find out someday that Mueller was actually a CIA plant in the FBI? I don't know. I'm just spitballing, but, it's pretty scary stuff. All right, we're in our final minute before we go to the top of the hour break. David, as we're going to talk about in the next half hour in particular, I want to focus in on the actual threat that's happening in Israel. Can you give me an encapsulation of what we're going to talk about? Just a quick highlight.
Well, some things have calmed, but the storm is gathering.
Okay.
The external storm is gathering. And we started getting a little flavor of it over the last week of what is going to happen.
All right, and we're going to give you that information when we come back. The sirens were going off literally all weekend long. There were sirens, right? And I know since we've been talking, because when your phone goes off, that means that's a siren going off. So it's been happening. All right, we're going to take our break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Dr. David Wormser will be with us. Next half hour, we talk more about the dangers of what we're facing coming up right after this brief break.